It's been a hard summer for many Australians. Some have lost loved ones, thousands their homes, and now we know tens of thousands have lost their jobs. Close to 33,000 part-time workers were let go in January, Bureau of Statistics figures show, sending the unemployment rate up to 5.3%. Victoria was one of the hardest hit states. The bushfires and the coronavirus with their hits to tourism are likely factors, but is the economy as a whole strong enough to maintain strong employment? Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
It's been a long, hot summer for 22-year-old Sarah Madgwick. Not only has she had to put up with the heat and smoke, she's also had to fight hard to keep her part-time retail summer job selling soaps and bath products.
It's hard to say. I'd like to think there is light at the tunnel, but at this point I'm not too sure.
It's tough going for many workers, with roughly 33,000 workers losing their part-time jobs last month. And Sarah Madgwick worries many are school leavers and uni and TAFE undergraduates that need those jobs to gain vital entry-level experience.
I think what some employers fail to understand is you need a job to get that experience, so...
So why did so many part-timers lose their jobs over summer? Well, economists say it's impossible to pinpoint the exact cause because the Bureau of Statistics doesn't go into any detail about why the jobs were lost. Jo Masters heads up economic research at consultancy EY. She says the bushfire crisis may well have led to mass job losses, but she also believes there's a bigger problem plaguing job seekers.
If we look at the last year, growth was really only in the public sector and in the export sector. So I think when you think about the well-being of Australians, you want broad-based job opportunities across different sectors, different skill levels and different age groups. So in that respect, we really need to see economic growth pick up more broadly.
The latest jobless forecasts from both Treasury and the Reserve Bank undershoot today's data. In other words, both the government and RBA have not anticipated the extent of the job losses. Jo Masters worries those pulling the economic levers are underestimating Australia's economic challenges ahead, which could lead to more job losses down the track.
I think the most important thing is that you will find policymakers and the RBA in particular will look through, try and look through the impact of the bushfire crisis and COVID-19. So they're looking at the longer term trend, and they've made the point that you may well see further policy easing if the unemployment rate moves away from their objective, which is full employment, which is 4.5%. So,
but Jo Masters,
really,
you've been looking at this data as for years and years, and every time the Reserve Bank makes a new forecast, and Treasury for that matter, it keeps getting missed. When will they get it right?
Oh, look, I don't know when they'll get it right, but I think there's a few things that we need to think about.
Did you accept that the forecasts keep getting missed, though?
We have seen budget forecasts tend to be overly optimistic around growth, and then that feeds through into what they think about employment and therefore unemployment. So they're all related.
Does it frustrate you as an economist, though? Because you've got to work off Treasury and RBA forecasts.
One thing it has done is that when we sit there on budget night as economists, you know, one thing we're doing is looking at the policy initiatives. But one of the other things that I do when I sit inside the budget lockup is look at those underlying economic forecasts and make a judgment around whether they are credible and in line with my thinking. So it's added another element to when we assess fiscal policy.
Do you still think those forecasts are credible?
I think they look a little on the optimistic side. COVID-19,
there's been a consistent missing of forecasts, though.
Yep, there has been a consistent missing of forecasts, and they've consistently been too positive.
Part of the reason for last month's spike in the unemployment rate was due to more job seekers hitting the pavements and unfortunately not finding any work. But part-time worker Sarah Madgwick has this advice for anyone who's thinking of giving up on the job search.
Harder to get a job, 100%. Once you get the job, it's fairly easy to maintain. It's very hard to get.
Any tricks, ideas for how to get a job?
Just keep pushing, just keep going at it, and eventually you'll get somewhere. Just do not stop.
January also saw an increase in those in jobs looking for more work. The seasonally adjusted underemployment rate rose to 8.6%, while the underutilisation rate, which captures those out of work and in work who want more hours, climbed to 13.9%, the highest in almost 2 years.
David Taylor with that report.